Checklist.io. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel.
And I'm Delia.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about...
Women that hunt.
Huntresses.
And we're not talking about hunting like deer. We're talking about hunting men.
Men eaters. All
but
right.
But don't forget to subscribe, follow, listen. We are on all social media platforms, podcast platforms too, which are...
All the podcast platforms, including Alexa, but follow us on social media at YDFL Podcast. And again, you can watch every episode on
Spotify,
Tuesdays on YouTube.
Like, listen, subscribe, share with 3 friends.
Yes,
please.
Yes, yes. We are drinking Tabi Tequila today. It is delicious. You should try it.
It is super yummy.
Okay, so let's talk about huntresses because we talk about this. This is like everyday girl talk.
We're working.
Yeah,
and
we're
talking about,
and we're like, what?
Oh, yeah,
we're
and
about.
What about this? And what about that?
Yes.
Yeah, and so this is all up our alley.
So I'm going to start this conversation with the fact that I admire huntresses, by the way, because I am not one. And and let me tell you, the downfall of not being one is that there is always this sense of like, you're kind of taking what comes to you. So it's almost like if you're a plus size girl, you don't really wear what you would like to wear. You wear what you can wear. And so
it depends on who you talk to, though.
Okay, Lizzo, if you're watching
the
show.
I'm just saying, okay, and you're not a huntress. Yeah. We're going to get you a bow and arrow. Don't worry. We got you, boo boo bear.
So I've been surrounded by women who are huntress. They spot a man and instantly they're going to position themselves in a way. They're going to talk a certain way. They're going to dress a certain way. They're going to do all these things to get his attention. I personally have never had that. And so I'm very fascinated by seeing them move. Yes. It's
like,
very fascinating to me because men
see their prey.
Men are easily excitable creatures. They almost always fall. So I am of the school of thought that if there is a certain type of guy you want, it's just whoever's in front of them is going to get them because I've seen so much of this. So I know you and I talk about this.
Yeah, we talk about it a lot. And I think that lately, I think I've made a lot of references to Miss Patricia Gucci.
Yes.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, she did go out and, like, freaking... She hired a hitman at the end, which was kind of, like, a really negative tell story. But I think what was intriguing to me, or what I found so fascinating, is that she obviously knew he was extremely wealthy, came from, like, this... phenomenal family, obviously, and she literally, you know, there was no social media back then, so there was no way that she could find out like where he's at, what he's doing, or anything like that. She just knew that he loved to read, and there were certain little things that she knew. She started kind of looking at what his schedule looked like, and then all of a sudden she's at the library. Lady probably never picked up a book in her life, and she's like, oh, you don't say, we're reading the same book. And then she starts doing that whole thing. And so it's kind of like what you just said. Men will kind of be attracted to what's in front of them.
Uh-huh.
And so this man was very reserved, very quiet, you know, kind of nerdy. And here comes this lady, and she swoops up. She becomes Miss Gucci.
Wow.
And so this is like a story, in my opinion, of like a woman that sees what she wants and is not going to take no for an answer. Now, in her own right, her family had money.
Okay.
But not Gucci money.
Right.
You know, so she was just trying to, you know,
she was
upgrade.
Social climbing. She was social climbing.
Upgrade.
You know, I think that there's a lot of times and instances where I wish that I had that more, that I was more astute. Like, I always have this joke around here that my vision's really bad. So I say, I think I'm single because
I can't see.
So I'm not making, like, the eye contact. And so, like, the flirting's out the door. Like, I treat everybody the same. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm silly.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, that look or that moment, that second, like, I don't have that, which is unfortunate. Yeah, but maybe LASIK, if anybody wants to sponsor, I'm happy to go get it done.
Yeah, look at the sponsors.
You know what I mean? The LASIK sponsors.
Yeah.
And then number two, because I've been in business for so many years, I've had access to rooms that most people don't step into.
Yeah.
And I have observed that men are very kind and generous and flirty and
sweet,
and they'll make the moves, and I get invited to certain little things, and and then I go, oh, and I'll have certain people go, oh, how'd you meet him, or like, what do you think that is? And I know what they're thinking because I'm a little bit older, I'm a little bit chubby or whatever. It's because I was in the room, I was in front of them. And so I do recognize
I mean,
the power.
I think you're a beautiful,
like,
girl, so don't say that.
Thank you.
I think
well, I don't
think
mean
it's
it like as a
that.
Negative, but you know, there's so many attractive women that they in their heads go, I can get a man like that. So when they see a woman that isn't where they're at,
yeah,
they question,
but
they wonder.
I think it depends also on the qualities of the topics of conversations that you have. And obviously you're very well-rounded. And so I think a man will see that. And especially if he's a businessman, he's going to say, man, this woman is a gem. And so you might get the girl that's tall, blonde, thin, beautiful, but then she's like, what do we have for dinner? She's like, what do we have for dinner? So he's like, what?
Without trying to put myself down, this is for all the chubbier girls. The reason I'm saying is because I've also been thin, and I've also been fit, and I've also been that other on the other side.
Yeah.
So to be on this side, there's a little subconscious part of you that goes, oh, you know,
it's nothing.
Yeah, it's whatever.
You kind of
I dismiss it because I've been on both sides, and then you realize, oh no, like,
I mean, there are women that are single, that are super fit, that are beautiful, that are models. I mean, you have like the top notch women that are in our realm sphere. Let's just say, like, not really in our sphere, but you know, just celebrities. Let's just say
we're in Southern California.
You know, the women that, you know, get that man, and then you're like, she's so gorgeous, but then he's still doesn't value her. So
it doesn't determine the outcome of
it. Never
of,
does.
It doesn't
it
determine
absolutely
the outcome.
Never does.
But I will say, being in front of them is the winning ticket. So I'll say I'm not a huntress, I think I can easily say that because I've had the privilege
to be
around
the
them and be in the room. And then I go, okay, so if I wasn't in the type of business that I'm in, would I be in the room? Probably not. So what would I do? Now there's that woman who's more of the huntress, and she's more calculated that you described,
right?
What
you would do is you would go to the country club. That's what I heard. I had heard. Okay.
I had heard.
It was a country club. Mm-hmm. I've heard that you go, you know, golfing, and then you have, like, the higher-end gym memberships.
Oh, yeah.
And then hotel lobbies, though. But depending on how you're dressed, they might think you're doing some other kind of work.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's not the case. but at the end of the day, it's kind of true with what you're saying, and I'll echo what you're saying, which is you have to be in front of the people or the man or the one that's available.
The caliber that you're looking for.
Yes, and maybe, you know, but oftentimes I think that, you know, some women are really good at, you know, seeking their prey and going after their target. And, you know, and you'll see it more often than not when you'll say, like, oh my gosh, she's Fortune 500, this man is doing big things, and then all of a sudden this girl's just kind of, you know, just a random girl. Like, you have a little bit of that Jeff Bezos her name?
I forget her name right now, but...
Sanchez.
Lauren Sanchez.
Lauren Sanchez and Mr. Bezos.
But see,
I mean,
she's a case. So here, okay, let's talk about Lauren.
So she's market
social climber. So we will talk about Lauren. Yeah. I don't know personally Lauren. I know people who...
I know somebody
who personally knows her. And I was in the back in the day in an industry that was very tied to her.
Yeah.
Mutual friends, let's just say that. So what I will say is, from day one, this woman had this reputation in the industry. You couldn't go to lunch anywhere in L.A. without people going, oh yeah, her. If anybody brought her up, because she's gorgeous, by the way. She's been gorgeous the whole time.
She's an older woman, but
wonderful,
she's really pretty.
Attractive Latina. And at the end of the day, she scored the wealthiest man on the planet. And when I heard this, when I tell you I was not surprised, because you roll back 20-something years
of tape
of my career, and I go, this woman's name has been coming up. When I'm talking about taking down producers, listen, allegedly, I ain't trying to be sued by no
allegedly.
Bezos, no, you know what I mean? But allegedly, she's just been on this move and been married, and high-level people are baseball players, whatever the situation is. But even aside from what you see, there's other things, and it becomes this whole thing where you go, what is she doing, and how far is she going to go?
I think that we probably can't see what she's doing, because she's doing other things that we can't see. There's probably not.
Lauren, if you're seeing this, what's the playbook, girl?
Write a book, let us know. What are the pointers? Put us on. What are you doing?
Because she went to the tippity top. And then we have a fun video on our Instagram where she's shaking hands with, or whatever, with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah,
and all of a sudden you see the spots come out of, like, her moves, her cougarism, and it is like, she's doing it.
I think it's always, in my opinion, I think no matter what happens, how it happens, when it happens, it's always in the eyes and it's always the look. It's yeah. that look someone gives you.
That whether star face, the eyes don't lie. That,
yeah, whether it's good or it's bad, if someone's mad at you, they will tell you with their eyes. And they always say, you know, the eyes are the windows to the soul. Oh. And that is very true. Like, if someone's not all there in the head, you see it in the eyes. And so I think it's that
look. So in other words, I need the LASIK so that I could avoid the crazies.
I think we need to get you a sponsor.
I need a LASIK sponsor. So I will say on the Huntress thing, I have met a couple women that I became really good friends with that were excellent at this.
So they had 20/20 vision?
They had very good vision.
2015 vision. Super duper.
Yeah, they had amazing, like, supersonic vision. And let me tell you, they knew. So they're going to go to an event. They would say, it was almost like headhunting. So back in the day, like the staffing agencies, the high level executive ones, mm-hmm. they were called headhunters because they knew to go to these mixers and so-and-so was going to be there. And they're mm-hmm. like, I'm going to headhunt him. They operate in this way, by the way, this is like over the years with these two particular people. And I'm like, okay, we're going to this event. Yeah, because there's a huge chance that this person's going to be there. And let me tell you, he's going through a divorce right now. And this is what's Ooh. Happening. And blah, 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 da, 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 da. And I'm like, okay. And we get in, and then you watch just the navigation. Some of these guys over the years, if they were sitting at the bar lounge or whatever, you would never in a million years even look at these guys or think that they're like the owners
loaded.
Of like, yeah, like beyond loaded. And this is the kind of guy
they're
we're talking
like
about.
They're wearing like
Dickies. Oh, yeah. And like the little
Or
hat.
Not even. They're like the Dockers, actually.
You know, the sweater knit with like the dress shirt. Like very unassuming.
They look like Bill Gates.
Oh, yeah. The wealthiest ones are the most unassuming. But these women, these two particular separate women.
They already know.
They knew how they to know. Navigate. Like, and they went the with one. Intention. Mm. And they're like, okay, there he is. We're going to sit right there. And it's like the playing nonchalant and the acting like, oh, you're lucky I'm sitting next to you. This whole thing that I was like, okay. And it was pretty fascinating to me.
I think that sounds pretty fascinating. Yeah. I think if you talk to certain women, I promise you that if they know what they know, they'll tell you, that guy, I can tell he's loaded. That guy, some men, you can see it. You're like, they don't need to be wearing any kind of brands, you can just see it.
If
they
he's sitting at the bar having a drink at a very expensive place, let me tell you, that man could go anywhere and get a $5 drink. If he's there getting a $25 drink, that's an indication as well. But okay, so all that aside, mm-hmm. let's talk about the flip side of the hunt. This is the female who initiates the dates. This is the female who initiates the text messages. This is the female who's like trying to be more alpha, mm-hmm. and that is like a hunter energy as well. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Because I feel like that's a really big trap. Like,
well,
I feel like it's...
I have seen it, you know, where I'm like, man, she grabbed that guy, and that's because she took no for an answer, right? So that means that, you know, I had a friend of mine, a distant friend of mine, say that she went after her husband, and her husband would decline her invitations, and she'd be like, let's go here and let's go there. And she was constantly on him, and she's like, listen, if I don't give it my all, I don't want to live with regret. This is the words that she used. I don't want to live with regret of thinking that I was so egotistical that I didn't go after you. And I think that kind of broke him a little, because he's probably like, oh man, like, this girl's not going to take no for an answer. So I think with relationships, and this analogy I've used this whole week, I don't know why, but I think relationships are literally like a beautiful plant. You water it, you nurture it, you talk to it, you give it nutrients and vitamins, and then you want to make sure that it's growing and that everything's going good. And if it's just a plant that you have and you just put it on your porch, you never see it again, you don't care about it. So anything that you nurture, you will care for. So I think with him, she's in front of him, she's doing all these things,
she feels
and
like
then
invested.
all of a sudden he feels like he owes it to her to go on these dates. And then they went on a trip, and then next thing you know, guess what? He's in her freaking web. Like, she grabbed him, she's like, you're in my web, and this is what it is. And, you know, oftentimes I think that if you look at the way that they move strategically, I don't necessarily think it's wrong, because I don't think that they're, you know, going to get on a knee and say, will you marry me? It's just that they're going after what they want. It's like, I like him. I like the way he moves, the way he lives. Like, I want to be a part of that.
You know what's hard about that? And I admire that to an extent. I think that at the end of the day, though, what is the end goal? And if the end goal is snatching the guy, maybe it's a guy with money, maybe it's the popular guy, the hot guy, whatever it might be, okay, the powerful guy, whatever. If the end goal is just snatching the guy, I think women can navigate in the way that they can do that. But if the end goal is actually to get that guy to fall in love with you the way you love them, I think that that's just not a thing. I think that I've seen, because I've mentioned before, I have a lot of brother-in-laws, ex-brother-in-laws and stuff, and we were kids growing up, and the stories that they would tell even as adults, whether the girl got pregnant before marriage, whether whatever it was, if it was something that he did not initiate, sometimes women, by the way, they act so depressed. Like if he's pulling away, the woman would act so depressed and then be like, I can't live without you. And one of them, I remember this one girl tried to kill herself and it was this whole thing. And he stayed with her, by the way. And then from there, staying with her, you know, out of like feeling sorry yeah. for him, her then led to like, oh my God, I think I'm pregnant. And then, but I'm not really pregnant. But then, okay, now I really am pregnant because I pretended to be pregnant, so you weren't protecting yourself. Now I'm pregnant. When I tell you the level of things that I have seen through these guys and other guys and friends of my sons, and the level of manipulation that women are willing to do,
but for the record,
but the level of manipulation that women are willing to do,
yeah,
in order to get the guy that they want, I'm saying, don't you want a guy that actually wants you and is willing to kind of do some of the crazy things to get you or whatever? Like, I don't know that I could be with a guy that I'm like, yeah, I got him, but like,
did I really get him?
I want a guy that like gets me.
Yeah, but I think a lot of the time, you know, they just know that this is the guy. And I've heard stories of, you know, there's this particular story, the girl was with this guy's like best friend, and he's like this got, he has a lot of restaurants, and this guy's just kind of, you know, in his grind, hustle and bustle. She's a pretty girl, and she didn't care. She's like, I want a man that is a business owner, that has restaurants, that does a thing. And she went after him, didn't care that they were best friends. And you hear that more often than not. I mean, sometimes, you know, women will go after, you know, the guy's brother. So it's not like it's shocking that she'd go after the best friend. But she still got the guy, and she knew that that's what she wanted, and she went after him, and she would take no for an answer. And so, as far as I know now, I think that they might be married, but, you know, she went after the dude, and she just wouldn't take no for an answer. Now, for me, personally, I think it's good that a man knows that you're just as interested as he is interested in you, where not one person's giving more. I've been in situations where men are just as manipulative, by the way, as women can be. And, you know, I'm going to kill myself if you do X, Y, Z. And, you know, for a moment there, you might stay in the relationship because you feel like
guilty
you have to nurse him back to a place where he's not feeling that he has to take his life. And women do it. Men do it, too. But at the end of the day, I think that no one wants to feel like the playing ground is uneven. Like, everybody wants to feel like we're playing under even ground. You want to go out to dinner? Yes, I do. There's not an ulterior motive. Like, there's a reason why we're doing this. Eventually, it would be nice to take this further, but for right now, this is what it is. But some women are like, I'm pregnant, so when are we getting married? On period. Like, let's get this done.
That is just what it is.
And there's nothing worse than trapping a man that way.
Oh, and you know, I have seen relationships like that where they went out of their way to get pregnant by this particular guy. You know, it's different if you're actually in the relationship and you happen to get pregnant.
Okay.
And the guy goes, let's get married. But, you know, I think if the intent is, I got to lock this dude down because, we hooked up, but it seems like he's not really into it. So I got to lock him down. Okay, so they go through that whole thing, and I know several women that are in this situation, and they're living well, but when I tell you that there's still something missing, there's still something more they want from the man because it's like what they say, you can't get blood from a turnip, there's a saying, right? Mm. And so they're still wanting all the nice things, the romantic things, the loving things, and the guy, and she's upset, let's just say, because, okay, well, Valentine's came and I didn't get, or this happened and I didn't get, or, oh my God, so-and-so, and he didn't do it. You know, whatever those things are as women, because, you know, we want things. The guy's like, oh, she's complaining again. Oh, I gotta go get her this. Because how is it natural if you forced that relationship to come to be.
And at the end of the day, like, it's like you want him to want to do it. You don't want to have to tell him to do it. Like, you want him to be like...
Isn't it funny as women how if we get frustrated enough that they're not doing the thing and then we bring it up and then they do it, we're like,
we don't want to do it. If you didn't do it before, I don't want it. Like, it's all or nothing. And we're so confusing, too, though, by the way. We are so freaking batshit crazy sometimes.
Yes.
Because it's like, you never give me flowers. And it's all of a sudden he brings the flowers and you're like, oh,
yes.
Not that. You know, I think at the end of the day, you just got to be gracious. And, you know, if you're going to hunt, you know, understand that it could backfire. It just depends on your intention. Everything is with whatever your intention is. If you are intending to hunt a man based on his money, karmatically at the end, it may not turn out right. Okay, do things because they feel right, because you feel that, hey, you know what, him and I, we have great synergy. We actually love
partner.
I love spending time with him. We have great conversation. We go to dinner. We laugh, because life is that sometimes.
Yes.
Just laughing and just enjoying and making fun and just living. And if you can't have that and you're just maybe changing your personality to kind of go and have him like you, but then in a year you're gonna be like a freaking scorpion, like psh,
okay. So I gave someone recently this advice. I basically said, you know, I gave somebody this advice. The reason that you end up so frustrated after like 6 months or a year with these people, you're going through people, is because you're pretending to be something different in the beginning.
Right.
So you're coming at them from one personality type that attracts people that match that personality type.
They're like, wow.
But then you go in and then they're like, and then you flip to your real
self. Like this, Rachel, it's like, she's a vegan and she's like, I love steak. Steak is yummy.
Yeah.
And then she's a vegan. And then it's like,
and it's like tofu.
The end, she's like, I don't like steak. It's like,
yeah,
but
like
you ate steak for like the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Like, what in the heavenly father? Like, what? And a lot of the times that's what happens. Like, women and men will shift on you too, though, by the way.
They both shift,
yeah,
and
like,
then it's like chaos.
Yeah,
nobody knows each other.
The guy freaking always dressed up with a collared shirt, and all of a sudden he's like, I wear sweat all the time.
Overalls
and you're like,
and boots.
When did this,
yeah.
You know, and you're not used to that. So, you know, just be real, be authentic to yourself as much as possible. And if you're going to hunt, just know karmatically it can come back to bite you in the you-know-what.
Or if you're going to hunt to increase the quality of the lions in front of you, do so. But if the lion is a lazy lion and he's just not putting the effort.
He's just not that into
take
you.
The freaking signal and move on.
On.
Just move on. But whatever. Who am I to say, man?
Who am I to say?
Yeah.
We're still single and it's all right. So
yeah.
Cheers.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Cheers.